And if you would just imagine tracing your finger along the map now, south from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, along Route 15, across the Mason-Dixon line, across the Potomac, and into Virginia, where plantations and presidential homes are coming face to face with subdivisions. Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU takes us on a road trip.
We start in Loudoun County, Virginia, along a corridor that Robert Niewig calls profoundly endangered.
This is the old Carolina Road, and this is a road that was here in colonial times.
Niewig is with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which recently put Route 15 on its annual list of America's most endangered historic places. The road runs past scenic rivers, six homes to U.S. presidents, and the nation's largest collection of Civil War battlefields.
Goods moved up and down this road, and people emigrated up and down this road, and armies marched up and down this road in the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812 and in the Civil War, of course. And until very recently, one could see the landscapes very much as they were when the armies met and fought there.
But that's changing. People are moving in and houses are going up. Niewig takes us to Oatlands, a former plantation that's the county's most popular tourist site. We walk down a path lined with boxwoods, forming an arch over our heads. Cindy Bridgman says there's nothing like it.
Virginia and boxwood in the summertime, that smell is just so Virginia, and just love it.
Bridgman works for the nonprofit that runs Oatlands. She says the yellow stucco mansion at the top of the hill was built in 1804 by George Carter, great-grandson of land baron Robert King Carter.
The pillars were done in the 1830s, done up in New York, hand-carved, and brought down by barge, and then carted out from Alexandria over the Little River Turnpike to here.
Niewig of the National Trust wants tourists to be able to stand on the steps of this house and look out over the land as if through Carter's eyes. But in the distance is a clearing for a housing development. Niewig says subdivisions like this one represent the largest threat to historic sites.
Here in the Route 15 corridor, the historic and the scenic and the natural, they're inextricable. They're bound together in a way that they've been for hundreds of years. And when you insert something like a development into the midst of this, you start to unravel that fabric.
Not everyone shares that view.
To believe that you can have the same view that you had in the 1800s is totally unrealistic.
Bruce Tulloch is vice chairman of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He says he's not sure how the board will deal with the new focus on the corridor.
You'd have to understand what vested rights those private property owners have along Route 15 and that they can build those homes by right, by Virginia state law, by federal law. They can do that.
A few miles down Route 15 is President James Monroe's house, now owned and occupied by the DeLashmet family. It sits on 1,200 acres, most of which are farmed, and it looks much as it did in Monroe's time. Abigail DeLashmet, now in her 20s, grew up here.
When you live like we do, you realize that history is something that you can look at and touch, and it's palpable. And just like anything palpable, it can be damaged and it can be lost.
The National Trust is concerned because Virginia's long-range plan calls for turning Route 15 into a four-lane highway. A group called Journey Through Hallowed Ground wants the road listed as a National Heritage Area, which could help protect it. The group's Kate McGinnis Wyatt says the corridor should become a vacation destination.
I say that this is the trip to Mecca every American should take. I mean, truly, there's more of the American story that occurred from Gettysburg along this Route 15 corridor down to Monticello than any other swath of land.
She says it should never become a journey through shopping districts and housing developments. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger.